You're certain there's a problem. Do, 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 do. Ha ha ha. Static bong. Hey, everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl. Look for Beth.
Are you, Nick Nolte or something?
Nick, she's just gone.
Are you Nick Nolte in that new movie with Robert Redford? What was it called?
Hey, let's go hiking naked.
Let's go hiking naked.
They're Brokeback Mountain for old men, you know.
There you go. That's what it looked like. So, Miles, I'm here by the cemetery again tonight.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
We just had Halloween, so, you know, it's just still spooky out here.
Yeah.
It actually is really quite spooky because it's very foggy tonight.
And Bob has his pants off, so it's super scary.
It's super scary. I was just out here coloring my pubes, and...
Bob colored his pubes today.
They went from black to gray. He first had tried to pray. People think he's gay.
Yeah, I was going to work that lyric in there somehow.
I try to help you out.
Well, and, you know, all the haters come out and be like, oh.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. There you go. But there's all this weird reflection of the lights off the tombstones tonight for some reason. So, anyhow. So, did you have a good Halloween there, Miles? We were...
It sucked.
We were comparing our Halloween trick-or-treater counts. You know, kind of like, you won, kind of like the deadliest catch for the crab count.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. So you had 5 and I had 0.
I'm thinking all your lights are off.
No, they were all on.
You're downstairs on the new couch watching like Predator.
I was playing Grand Theft Auto on the new couch. I was playing Grand Theft Auto on the new couch.
Wait, was that someone at our door? No, it wasn't. Okay, keep going.
No, my son was actually looking forward to handing out candy this year. He didn't go trick-or-treating, and...
Yeah.
And nobody showed up.
Yeah, well, you're lucky.
Yeah, I know, but we bought candy, so...
Yeah, we did, too.
He got it, so...
Yeah, I know. I pretty much ate all ours.
So. Oh, nice. That's good.
I ate a shitload of candy.
Yeah, I was going to say, my stomach... Yeah, my stomach's in a bind.
My ED is not going away.
Well, you could take the foil wrappers and make some kind of a, you know.
Splint,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, stiffener, whatever.
I got a stiffy today.
Yep. Mm-hmm. First one all week.
First one all week today.
So how was, we had 0 trick-or-treaters. I did turn all the lights on. I had lights on. Everything was ready. We had,
I went out and bought actually a new fog machine. All for naught.
A new fog machine?
Well, it was on sale. They were closing them out.
Oh, okay.
Hardware store, so.
Okay.
Yeah, it was all for naught.
For 5 trick-or-treaters.
We had Mr. Miyagi's grandson.
Yeah.
And his grandpa, kid, you know, wanted the kid to come get more. I suspect for Mr. Miyagi himself.
Oh, I'm sure. Why didn't you give him some?
Because he's, like, really, like, spiritual and religious, and so I know he's personally against Halloween, I think, but...
Yeah.
I mean, he'll eat your candy, but, you know,
sure.
He thinks it's a despicable, you know, thing.
I laugh at the devil while I eat his candy. Ha ha ha. Yeah. You know, grandkid, he's got good candy because he's fat.
Oh, look at fat man. Ooh, candy. So, okay, so I had that.
Who are you, Buddha?
Oh, 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 solo. Yeah. And what else? So we had that, and we had a couple, like, kids from down the street were here. And then, like, two of my son's classmates showed up.
Oh, great.
Hoping that there would be someone here besides some creepy middle-aged man sitting by himself in the dark. But
that's all that was there, huh?
Yeah, the joke was on them, though.
Yeah.
You girls like Subway?
$5
foot no, actually, long. The crying girl. The crying
girl. Oh, the crying girl.
Yeah, the crying girl show.
And the crying girl.
Like, where's all your kids? Oh, they're down in the basement.
It's awful dark down here. Oh, don't worry. If you go down and pull that string, the light will come on.
Hey, what size are you?
Yeah.
Are you a one or two?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I was like, well, there's nothing going on here. So I'm like actually wanting them to leave, you know, because I'm actually trying to watch TV and like, not leaving. I'm like, oh, yeah, the kids are gone. Thank you. Yeah,
nobody here but me handing out candy.
Still haven't left yet. I'm like, yeah. Yep.
Your face is covered with chocolate.
Yeah, you know, I look completely disgusting.
Are you a pizza delivery guy?
I'm waiting for Jimmy John's.
That's right. Freaky fast my ass.
You know, like I had an opportunity, like my wife and youngest son were like, well, we're going to go on this road trip to a mall, do some shopping. I go, on Halloween?
Apparently.
They're like, yeah, who cares? I'm like, I go, there's going to be a million kids here and you're going to miss it. You know?
Yeah, about a million, yeah. A little shy of a million, I guess.
So I missed that opportunity. Then earlier, my wife's like, well, Desiree is going to go to like some adults-only, costume thing.
Yeah. It was called the STD party.
BYOSTD.
Yeah. Well, Desiree, what are you going as? Clean bill of health.
Chlamydia.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but yeah, so like I passed on that. I'm like, nah, there's going to be a million trick-or-treaters. No.
Yeah, I'll pass on that.
Like, yeah, my wife's like, well, let's go shopping. I'm like, nah, come on, a million trick-or-treaters. You're going to be, nah.
Had Desiree been going as the naughty nurse, you may have went.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard she was going as Caitlyn Jenner or something. I don't know.
Ah, Caitlyn Jenner. I thought you were going to say a female Ghostbuster or something.
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying.
Oh, they did a before and after. I'm getting yelled at.
A before and after what? Caitlyn Jenner?
Yeah, yes, I'm explaining it. Thank you, yes.
Her boy, was she the before or the after? I don't get
She's the after.
Well, I don't know about that.
Boyfriend was like the before, but I thought really to be cool they should have really mixed it up. I think
they should have switched
because she'd put her in some running shorts maybe.
Yeah, exactly. With a box of Wheaties,
like a wife beater and running shorts and stuff. Yeah
that would have been good with no bra.
I hurt myself today.
That's right. Bruce Jenner's nipping out.
Hey, Bruce, what's up?
It's cold outside, Bruce.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nah. That's nice.
It was lame.
Yeah, it sounds lame. I'm not leaving. I got a big bowl of candy.
Yeah, I went down with the ship. I'll tell you that, man. Yeah. I stayed on the Titanic. Everyone else jumped ship.
Yeah.
Sleep off the ship, and I did not. I don't think the ship is going to sink for quite a while.
Well, the band should just keep playing.
Yep.
So you had the little yard decoration I saw.
Yeah, I did. My wife left about 2 p.m. She's like, well, I'm going to go.
I won't be back till late.
Yeah, the bank account is going to be cleaned out, just so you know.
I'm going to go to that gas station we were at last week.
Yep.
And I'll be scoping out a nice top.
You know, easy on that, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I got me in some trouble last week. I got hurt today.
Yeah.
So I had promised myself I was going to try to make the AT-AT, and I did make it.
I saw that. Well, actually, we're going to use it as show art this week if you'll allow it. But
I will allow it.
Okay. Yes. All right.
So I put that together in about 2 hours.
Well, it shows every bit of 2 hours.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yes. No, actually,
in fact, you know what? Looks like you may have done it even faster.
You think?
Yeah, no. Could be.
I don't know if that's a compliment or not, but yeah, thank you. That was a prototype.
You might have took a smoke break in there somewhere, I'm thinking.
Yeah, no, I spent about 2 hours on that, so.
Yeah, well, but you had to collect the materials over weeks.
Yes, I had the materials.
Yeah, the 2 hours was just the assembly.
Well, I had to spray paint the whole thing, you know.
Yeah, well, that probably took a while.
I have, like, giant cat faces, you know, on the legs of my
I was thinking that maybe you did a lot of huffing while you were spray painting.
Yeah, I got it all over the place, I'm going to be
honest. You were, like, pretty high by the time the kids showed up for candy.
Well, the problem was that, I had all this paint on my hands, and I'm like, shit, so I'm, like, Googling, like, how to get paint off my hands. I'm like, well, someone said you should use gas, you know?
Yeah, you can use gas, which would probably not be the best idea, but yes.
So, like, I'm already high from the paint fumes, and then I get gas on it. I cannot get the smell off my hands. Like, I'm putting everything I can think of on my hands to get the smell off. I cannot get the smell.
You actually use gas to get the...
I use real gas.
Oh, my Lord.
I have a lot of paint on my hands.
You could have wore gloves. You could have put your hand in a paper bag, a Walmart bag, while you were doing this.
I wasn't thinking that far ahead.
Oh, my Lord. Okay. So, no problem.
So if you have ever seen the Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
Where they're on the ice planet of Hoth, the giant land walkers look like a giant metal camel or something.
Something.
Right. Attempted to build, if you don't know what we're talking about.
So. Yeah.
But I did.
Well, they can look at the show art. They'll see it.
No, thank you. Yeah, use that as the show art. Thank you.
All right.
But, so I did that.
So you were happy.
Yeah.
But did any of the five children who showed up knew what it was, or...
You know, no one even mentioned it.
Just like...
No mention. I mean, I had pretty much... Yeah, my driveway, so you couldn't miss it.
Hey, you got a bunch of cat litter boxes stacked up out here in the driveway, painted gray. Yeah. I don't know if you knew that.
Not even a question of, hey, what is that? Or, hey, cool, or I fell on it, and I want to sue you. There was nothing.
Hey, you got a bunch of cats out here sniffing this elephant in your front yard.
Even the cats stayed away from it. They're like, what?
Yeah. That's too weird.
Is that a rhino? What is that?
Yeah.
Well, it's my last project, so.
That was the last one ever, huh?
That's my last Halloween project, yeah.
Oh, okay. Done. No more Halloween projects. Wow.
I'm done with Halloween. I'm calling it off, man. I'm going shopping next year.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I'm going to go to some adult party.
Yeah.
And then we go shopping.
Sorry. Yeah. Okay.
I'm doing it.
You'll go to an adult party smelling of paint and gas.
Yeah. Maybe it goes like Baby New Year or something.
Yeah, I think Baby New Year would be a good one for you.
A giant adult diaper, that's it.
Yeah, I think that's, that would work out. Oddly enough, I don't know that they would even call you Baby New Year at that point, but... They would just go, well, here's Miles.
Yeah.
Miles is going as normal self.
I was hoping at least Desiree would stop by, at least, you know.
Yeah. She could have wore that superhero outfit.
Oh, yeah, you're you're right. Yeah, the purple Nurple.
Yeah, a purple outfit. That would have been all right.
Yeah, she should have wore that, yeah.
Yeah, what was her name on that one? Camel Toe? What was her?
Captain Camel Toe.
Something like that. Yeah.
Camel Toe.
Sorry. I'm cracking myself up.
Shape of a pencil.
Yeah, and then she had like this red one, and that was her Canadian counterpart, the moose knuckle.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, my Lord.
That's great.
Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, God.
That's good. It's good you... What you gonna miss out on next year?
I know. Next year, I'm just gonna say screw it. No holidays for me. You're like everyone else. I'm gonna find some big drunk fest to go to, and I'm just gonna say screw everybody and just get drunk.
Yeah. There you go. That's the way to do it.
You know.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah.
That's nice. Well, I don't have a Halloween story to speak of, but
I think you do.
No, not really. But my wife on the weekend of Halloween, I guess. Was Halloween Saturday night?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that morning my wife decides we had some business to take care of at the DMV. And my wife tells me Friday, she's like, "We're getting up and you're going with me, right?
Yeah.
To the Department of Motor Vehicles to take care of this first thing in the morning."
Yeah.
I'm like, whatever. Whatever.
Why do you have to go?
I had to sign something.
Oh.
I'm like, can't you just forge it? I mean,
you're not getting divorced, right? Just so we're clear on this, right?
As far as I know, why?
Okay.
We're transferring some things, so.
Oh, boy. Okay.
What?
No, I just want to figure out what you're doing. So.
Oh, we purchased another vehicle.
Oh.
And I had to get a title transfer, if you have to be so nosy.
Because you had that accident.
Well, I didn't. She did, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had to go take care of it. She's like, "We got to go in the morning. We're going to be there right when they open." Right?
Yeah.
So, don't think you're getting out of this. I'm like, whatever, fine, tell me what to do, I'll go. So we get up and we get there, and there's like all these people already there. I mean, it's not quite full, but, there's quite a few people there.
Did you have to travel quite a ways?
No, it's not that far. Not that far at all, but I don't want to go. I hate going,
Yeah.
They cram everybody. It's an area that's too small for the traffic that they have, and it's a whole thing. I got to sit by people, and it's all these weirdos, and everybody's angry
because they've been drugged there by their wife.
Yeah, apparently. So my wife goes, and there's like a line for stickers because in Illinois everybody's got to have a fucking sticker. And then there's like this other thing that's the more complicated stuff, which is what we were involved with. So you have to write down your name, like you're going to the doctor's office or something, and wait to get called. Well, we got there, and like there's all these people. And my wife's like, "Holy, crap, they opened at 7:30. We're there at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
I thought it was 8 o'clock. I'm like, "I did too. Who would have thought?
Time change.
No, it wasn't the time change yet. Who would have thought? That they would open at 7:30 on a Saturday.
What?
And they did.
When's that? The state of Illinois has enough money for this to happen.
Apparently they do.
They have enough money for that. Okay.
They got enough money for that. They're not paying lottery winnings.
Yeah, screw the lottery people. But.
So we write our name down. We're like, there's only like three people in front of us or whatever. And we sit down. And I found a good seat where I was on the end and no one could sit next to me. I sat next to my wife,
Yeah.
I thought, you know, dodged a bullet there.
She's your blocker.
She's my blocker, exactly. Totally.
Like the buffer between you and the world.
So then this guy comes and he writes his name and he sits down right across from me. Right across from me.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, you know, he wants to have a conversation at the DMV.
Yeah.
So he's trying to talk to me and I won't talk. And he tries to talk to my wife and like she doesn't want to talk to him. This poor bastard, he must have felt like we're a couple pricks. Didn't want to talk about anything. We're just like, yeah.
Yeah. Halloween, huh?
Yeah, Halloween.
What are you going to do, man? You know, Halloween.
Yep, Halloween. I mean, that was it. I was just like cutting it down, cutting it short.
Well, you're like, we're Jehovah's Witnesses. No, yeah, thank you.
That's right.
I don't believe. Thank you.
I don't want to talk to you. This poor guy. I can tell he was so disappointed. He's like, I go to the DMV and have good conversations all the time, and I got to sit next to these two assholes, you know. So we got that going on, and, like, everybody there is all angry. This lady going to get a sticker is, like, starts throwing this hissy fit because in around St. Louis and around Chicago, you have to have emissions testing on your car.
Right, right.
And in the rest of the state, you do not.
Right.
Well, this was news to her. I'm getting a sticker, and then she finds out, oh, no, you can't get your sticker unless you have emissions testing.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, where the hell is that?
Hey, lady.
So this guy's trying to tell her where it's at, and then finally he this poor guy who's working there was being actually fairly nice. Trying to tell her where it's at. I didn't know about that. Why do I got to have that? Can I just get a sticker? No, you got to go. She asked this guy like 5 times. Can I get a sticker? You know? No, I got to go get emissions tested first. And then finally he writes down the address for her and she like leaves. Well, then the next, it's like two people go through and this other lady, no emissions test.
Right.
Well, her boyfriend was sitting behind us.
Yeah.
And they were going to have to do something else as well. She sits down, and this guy was really trying to be nice. He's like, well, I'll take the car, go get the emissions tested, and we'll come back and we'll get the sticker. She's like, quit fucking bugging me. I'm sorry I didn't get the emissions test.
What?
Yes. She like totally goes off on this poor guy. He was going to drive over. It's not even anywhere close to where we're at. This emissions testing bullshit is in a whole other town. He's going to drive over there, get it done, and come back. I don't even know where the fuck it's at. I don't know. I'm like looking at my wife, and I'm like looking at the conversation guy, you know.
Is that us in an alternate universe?
Yeah, no kidding. I was like, hey, you're not the first one to curse.
And then you realize you're looking right into a mirror. Like, oh, my God. We are assholes.
Yeah, so then my wife, because, I mean, she's getting so impatient. It's taking so long. There's only, like, 4 names in front of us. And then all of a sudden, like, we look up, and everybody's gone from the counter except for the guy doing stickers.
They're all in bag.
It's like 8:30 or something, and like there's nobody there. She's like, "Where the hell is everybody?" And this lady's going, "What the fuck? I can't go get the fucking admission." And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, "Oh my lord, what have I gotten myself into this?" So then the terrible thing is, so other people get called. So then they're calling for. You know, I kind of, like, peruse the environment when I come in, you know, and I'm like, okay, here's the two people who are probably in front of us. Right. Chances are this is their names on the list. You know, I do all this kind of detective work. And so they call this guy's name, which is very similar to my wife's name in a way. And so my wife's going, did you say my name or did you say something else? Well, the guy got up and he went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I watched him. He got up, he went to the bathroom. He's only one place he's going, to the bathroom. It's down the hallway. I'm like, ma'am, I'm like, that guy's in the bathroom. She's like, all right, well then it's your turn. She fucking skipped him. He's in the bathroom. And my wife's like, hell no, we're not going to wait for him. She grabs my arm and drags me up to the counter.
Oh, my God.
I thought she was going to kick me because I said, he's in the bathroom.
Shut up, asshole.
That's right. She's like, this whole event is taking place. And she skipped him. Because he was taking a piss. He comes out and I'm like, this guy. I'm like, this poor guy.
This guy's going to be pissed, man.
Yeah. I'm like, this poor guy, he looks like such a nice guy. I didn't even talk to him. He didn't talk to me or anything. He just looks like a good guy.
Mr. Vagina, I'm very sorry. You did not get called.
So then we get a slot, and my wife's like not giving up the slot. She's already angry at me because I mentioned that he had to pee or something. Like, he's in the bathroom. He was sitting right there. And she's like,
man.
Yeah. She's like, this is Thunderdome. It's a Thunderdome.
It's a madhouse.
So we're up there. And, at this point, it's just craziness. And so I'm kind of being goofy because it's just so out of hand with the people cursing and anger everywhere and disappearances of employees for like 20 minutes. You know, and so I'm like joking.
Lunch break.
That's right. It's only 8:30 in the morning. Coffee break.
It's our lunch legislated break.
So this lady who looks like, I swear to God, do you know who Thelma Hopkins is? She's an actress. Anyway.
I think so.
I can't remember what show she's been in, but she's on Family Matters for a while. You know, that show with Urkel. Anyway.
Yeah.
So Thelma Hopkins is waiting on. She's a very pretty lady, you know.
Yeah.
And but she talks like really softly.
Oh,
yeah. Now, keep that in mind for a little bit later. So she's like, okay, so you want to do this transfer or whatever? And we're like, yeah. And I'm like, do we need to get new plates? Yes, you have to get new plates. So I'm like, whatever. You know.
Right.
So we're filling out all this paperwork. And I'm like making jokes about, you know, this and that. Well, it seems like a big line of people today. You know, stuff like that. I go, is this every Saturday is?
You're doing your Don Knotts voice?
Yeah, that's right. Hey!
Big line here.
The big line of people. You know, down in Mayberry, we don't have this many people. We've got to go up to Mount Pilot.
Sir, could you shut up? Sir?
Yeah, so she's telling me where to sign and everything, and then I'm trying to make her laugh. I'm just saying, you know, kind of funny things about... I said, I brought my own pen, which I did. My wife is, you know, she's like, can I see your license? And so, you know, boom, I got my license, and my wife's digging around in her purse, and I'm like, we've only been waiting for like a half an hour or more. You think you could have had your license?
Oh, boy.
And so my wife is like giving me the dirty look, and Thelma Hopkins is giving me the dirty look.
Women stick together.
Right? Yeah, well, tell me.
Nasty like that. Yeah, you're going to get them.
I'd say I brought my own pen, and I'm like, it's got blue and black ink here. We get whatever you need. I'm ready. I'm prepared. Got a dirty look on that one.
Sure.
So, yeah. What were you going to say?
No, sir, the back of the line is back there.
Yeah, that's right. You can go behind the guy that was in the pisser.
I think you did a poo-poo back there.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm trying to get her going. She's not laughing at all. So then my wife says, she's like, well, I got to nail you down to get your signature on these things because otherwise, you know, you just take off. And this lady, like, gives me the stern look, you know, like, I'm like, all of a sudden, you know, I'm getting the shakedown from the DMV lady because I don't like, you know, stick around to sign stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was all shit, you know. And so then we finally get finished. We pay our money and we're heading out of there. And my wife's like, she's like, you shouldn't be messing around. You're like, she's giving me like, you know, shaking me. You shouldn't be doing this. You're going to get kicked out of here. And, you know, all this kind of stuff. And because apparently last time she was there, that same lady told her to be quiet.
Wow.
Because she was talking too loud. She thought she was going to get kicked out of there. It's just like, and then this poor other guy, I don't know if he got waited on next, but almost did not get waited on because they go, like, you know, they just go down the line. So they call out the next name, which wasn't him. I'm like, oh my God, he's going to get skipped. But then Thelma Hopkins goes, Bernice, he's next. Bernice. She was like Whispers from, you know, Live and Let Die. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Boss.
Yeah, boss.
Bernice, he's next. So, it was just craziness. Everybody was angry. I mean, people were angry with us. Everybody was just angry in general. And then we head over to Walmart to pick some stuff up, and I see that crazy woman who was yelling fuck to her boyfriend in there. I just was like, oh my Lord.
Yeah.
I'm like, she's going to go off on the produce guy or something.
You call it a cucumber.
That's right. These fucking grapes aren't fresh. she was mad. Ooh.
How would you like to meet her in a rock quarry?
Well, she wasn't a bad looking woman.
Yeah.
He was definitely above his grade, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you. Like me, exactly.
Yeah.
So no wonder he was going to offer to go do all this stuff, because he was well above his his situation, care. Exactly.
I'll go get the admissions, all right? You stay here and look beautiful, okay?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, he's playing into it.
She was definitely a somebody that your friend Jeff Ray would be interested in, so.
Oh, well. Maybe. Yeah.
I was thinking because she's a redhead, because apparently Jeff Ray's got a thing for redheads, so.
At this point, I think he'll take any head.
Oh. That's terrible.
Yeah.
So it was a good old time at the DMV, except for the dude that went to take a piss, so. You know, I feel bad for the guy. Well, I try to help him out. Don't help people out.
That's stupid.
My wife is just like, in these situations, just like Susie on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, God.
Bob, you keep your fucking mouth shut. You just keep your fucking mouth shut.
Bob, you're a fat fuck.
You fat. I gotta drag your fat ass around to get your signature. What? Susie! Yeah, so needless to say, I mean, we survived it and everything, but, you know.
Yeah.
I won't be going in there anytime soon, I can tell you that.
Oh, we missed the signature. We're going to have to go back.
Yeah. I can't read your signature, Mr. Lamont.
Oh, my God.
Looks like it's Boob Lamont.
Boob Lamont.
What the hell?
Lamont, you big dummy.
Okay, boob.